Turning around, Peter saw following them the disciple whom Jesus loved. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. As we continue our Christmas conversion theme, we come today to the feast of St. John. And it's not to diminish at all in any way the greatness of the other apostles, but St. John truly had a very special place in the heart of our Lord. And he, for good reason, was known as the Beloved. St. John was special, and it was he that had the wonderful privilege of reclining on our Lord's chest during that Last Supper, and he was there for right over his divine heart. And he was also the one in whom our Lord entrusted the care of his very own mother to from the cross as he hung there above him. And why, when we think of this, why was St. John favored in such a way? It's because of his own conversion. His conversion was the deepest of all the apostles. You see, all of them, all 12 of them, knew that the Christ was the Messiah. They knew it in their minds. They were convinced of this in at least thought. But they had different varying degrees of conversion of their hearts. And this is where the distinction comes in. You see, if we are converted not only in our minds but in our hearts, then that conversion of our hearts, where we believe it so firmly and love it so much, will necessarily cause us to act upon that belief. It'll cause us to follow with our lives the things that we know to be true. And each of the apostles lacked in varying degrees of this deepest of conversions. Judas, of course, betrays our Lord, then despairs in his mercy, and finally hangs himself and kills himself. St. Peter denies our Lord 3 times. St. Thomas doubted the resurrection of Christ even after our Lord had promised it. All of them abandoned our Lord during his passion and hid for fear of their own lives. All except for one. The one being St. John. St. John never wavered. He never left Christ in his agony or his passion. His heart was converted, and he believed in and loved the Messiah. Our Lord, in return, had great rewards for him. His protection and love continued thereafter because of that showing of faith of St. John. He gave care of his mother, as we said before, to St. John, that he was to take care of, after our Lord, the greatest person ever. And he also rescued St. John from the boiling oil and the death of martyrdom. He was the only apostle not to die a martyr's death. He died a natural death. And this was due to the divine protection of our Lord. And it's our reward as well if we have that same conviction in our lives. Our goal with this feast of St. John and every day in our lives has to be that constant conversion of our own hearts, that conversion every day to turn constantly away from sin and the trappings of the world and towards our Lord and towards loving him more and more day by day. And if we do all of this, our reward will be the same. Christ never will abandon us. He'll always give us the necessary graces to pull through whatever hardships may come our way in this life. And in the end, we will find ourselves with Christ forever in eternity, just as St. John was. So pray for this conversion of our hearts daily. That's what we have to have each and every day. Pray for this today and every day. and ask St. John to intercede for you, not only before our Lord, but through that very Blessed Mother whom he was given care of. And may God bless you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.